Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show for Wednesday, the 10th of August. Thanks for your company on SEN 1170 AM Sydney, SENQ 693, SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast, and of course, wherever you're tuning in on the SEN app. If you'd like to get in touch, 1300 01 1170 is my open line, or you can text me on 0457 736 736 and follow us on Twitter at Matty White SEN. The weather today for Sydney: partly cloudy with a medium chance of a morning shower near the coast and slight chance elsewhere, a top of 18 degrees. For Brisbane and the Gold Coast, mostly sunny, tops of 20 for the Goldie and 21 for Brisbane. So a nice day. Well, the verdict is in and Ricky Stewart is out for a full week of footy. A one-match ban, unprecedented in the game for a coach, and a $25,000 fine that Stewart will have to pay personally. Now, no matter what the NRL came back with, not everyone was going to be satisfied on this. And given that we haven't seen this kind of outburst on such a personal level from a head coach in such a public NRL-sanctioned forum, what was the penalty precedent and where was that going? Which part of the penalty playbook do you refer to? So I don't know how they arrived at one match and 25 grand, and I'm okay with it. But it was clear in the strong wording used by CEO Andrew Abdo just how serious NRL HQ took this matter.
It is completely unacceptable for any person in the game to use language like the language Ricky used on Saturday. It's unacceptable regardless of the context or the circumstances or any matters that might have occurred of a private nature. It's unacceptable for someone to speak like that. This fine is for Ricky in his personal capacity, which means he has to pay the fine, not the club. A head coach has made inappropriate comments in a public forum. My job is to ensure that the rules are upheld. In this particular case, the rules were breached. We've dealt with it.
So as I said yesterday, and as I said just there, look, I'm okay with one match and 25 grand. It is unprecedented, and I don't know how they get to that figure and that fine number as well, but some action had to be taken here. Yes, it was very personal, and as I pointed out yesterday, I don't want to know the details between two families who have personal history on this, but what Ricky said and how he said it in a public NRL-sanctioned forum was always going to lead to some form of penalty. So coaches, you're on notice, but will this line in the sand penalty stop other coaches from firing up at press conferences? Let's hope not. But there is a big difference between what happened here and what a coach says about a controversial call, say, from a ref or the bunker. That's the kind of stuff that we live off. And regardless of which side of the fence you sit on at the end of each game, you kind of like that stuff. That's where the passion comes out. This one's a little bit different and a lot more complex. Stewart's admitted his mistake. The Raiders have accepted the apology without question, it seems, and the Panthers have supported the NRL's decision. So Ricky gets a week's ban, unprecedented, especially in the detail of the fine in particular and also what he can't do for the next 7 days.
Typically, we have fined club officials. We have fined the club when club officials have breached the rules. In this particular occasion, this fine is for Ricky in his personal capacity, which means he has to pay the fine, not the club. He's not allowed to coach or train individuals or the team in a period of 7 days, starting from 4 p.m. today, which means he can't coach or train the team remotely or in person. He won't be permitted to attend the Canberra Raiders facility or the match on game day.
So even though it's the last thing he wants, Ricky Stewart gets a week off. Away from the battle, away from the drama, away from the controversy. It might be the first thing that he needs right now. Either way, it is over to the players. The season's on the line. They've got the Dragons at home on the weekend. One of their best players, Joe Tarpany, is out. They'll look to the sideline and see a vacant chair. If ever there was a game where the players have to do it for their coach, is this it? We'll find out what the Raiders are made of on Sunday afternoon. Are they made of top eight material? Well, this is it. This is crunch time. No Ricky to guide them. It is over to them on Sunday. Anthony Seibold will be in with the morning show game plan soon. We'll get Seibs' take on the dramas in the nation's capital and all of the other rugby league issues soon. But big news in golf this morning. Now, it's being reported by the London Telegraph that British Open winner Cameron Smith, the world number two, has signed on to Greg Norman's Saudi-backed LIV Tour. The price tag? More than 140 million Australian. It is massive, both the check and the signing, the fact that he signed, because he is the highest-ranked player to defect. After winning the Open, he's red-hot property. He's currently in Memphis, and he's about to play in the three-week FedEx Cup on the PGA Tour. He's one of the favourites to claim that $18 million winner's check over there, which sounded like plenty until this deal came along. So there's no confirmation yet, and there won't be until after the FedEx, but Smith is now expected to be playing in the next LIV event in Boston, which is at the International in September, which is 4 weeks away. He had to deflect big time after winning the Open when he was pressed straight away about joining the LIV Tour.
Cam, apologies for having to bring this up in these circumstances, but your name continues to be mentioned, has been mentioned to me this week about LIV Golf. What's your position? Are you interested? Is there any truth to suggestions that you might be signing?
I just won the British Open and you're asking about that. I think that's pretty, not that good.
I appreciate that, but it's the question is still there. Are you interested at all? Is there any truth in that?
I don't know, mate. My team around me worries about all that stuff. I'm here to win golf tournaments.
So that was after the Open, but what do you make of this now? Is it about majors or money? Well, as Michelle Bishop just said on the breakfast program there with Vossi, this has kicked off to another level. So what's happened in the last couple of days is that Cameron Percy, another Australian golfer, was on radio in Australia yesterday and said, unfortunately, about Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman, he said, unfortunately, yeah, they're gone. he said about how he was talking about locker room talk, and he, from his understanding, both Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman were gone. Well, Cameron Smith, ahead of these FedEx Cup playoffs, has hit back. He said, I'm a man of my word, and whenever you guys need to know anything, it'll be said by me. That's all I'm here for. If there's something I need to say regarding the PGA Tour or LIV, it'll come from Cameron Smith, not Cameron Percy. Oh boy. Now, Cameron Percy has jumped on Twitter and said, I was on the radio yesterday in Australia and I said it doesn't look good for Leish and Cam going to LIV. My source is talking amongst other players, not Cam and Leish. He said, let me get back to my garden, it's a mess. So a fair bit of backtracking from Cameron Percy, and Cameron Smith ain't happy about it. You can follow that on Twitter if you want to have a look at Cam Percy's Twitter feed and see the comments around that. So for a lot of the golfers going over to LIV, it is about money. Of course it's about money. $140 million, regardless of the amount of money that Cam Smith's already made and is going to make, is game-changing, life-changing. But it's also about the schedule and the ownership of rights. There is a clear fight here against the PGA Tour. There's more to it than the checkbook. For Aussie golf fans, it's likely that Greg Norman will now bring a tournament or two down here. And as much as I love the PGA and will continue to see it, that's something the PGA has never considered and never been able to do. Remember Super League, folks? Golf is going through it right now. It's still early days, which means there is still plenty to shake out. But you'd expect the way that things are going, that after the FedEx Cup, Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman in particular would announce that they're going to sign officially with LIV Golf. And then what does that mean going forward in terms of majors or money, in terms of legacy or cash in the bank? It's an interesting scenario that they face. Another big name on the world sporting arena is about to check out. It appears Serena Williams edging closer to retirement. It is all pointing to a career finish at the US Open coming up. So she's come out and penned her own article about her desire to build her family, some struggles that she's been had, and about that chase to Margaret Court's record 24 major titles. So Serena's currently on 23. She's been there for the last 5 years. Her last major win was at the Oz Open in 2017. She said, I know there's a fan fantasy that I might have tied Margaret that day in London, then maybe beat her record in New York, and then at the trophy ceremony say, see ya. I get that. It's a good fantasy, she said. And then spoke about the fact that you can retire when you're still in the game. She said Ash Barty was number one in the world when she left the sport, and I believe she really felt ready to move on. Caroline Wozniacki, one of my best friends, she said, felt a sense of relief when she retired in 2020 and praise to these people. But I'm going to be honest, says Serena, There's no happiness in this topic for me. I know it's not the usual thing to say, but I feel a great deal of pain. It's the hardest thing that I could ever imagine. I hate it. Hate that I have to be at this crossroads. I keep saying to myself, I wish it could be easy for me, but it is not. So let me know your thoughts around this, folks. Can Serena get it done? And if she equals Margaret Court's 24 major titles, if she gets there, you know, where does this leave Serena Williams and her legacy in sport? One of the great trailblazers in sport. What has she got to do at the US Open to leave as an all-time great? Or is she there, in your opinion, already? A divisive figure, no question, but one of the absolute trailblazers in sport, especially in women's sport. 0457 736 736, or give us a call, 1300 01 1170. I want to know your thoughts around Ricky Stewart. Is that ban and the fine enough? Is it over the top? What do you make of that unprecedented coaches fan? Cameron Smith going to the LIV Golf, $140 million. Would you rather take the money or would you rather go for the majors if you're still in that hunt? I think that that's all going to shake out in the wash eventually, and they'll all be playing for the same thing. 0457 736 736, or give me a call, 1300 01 1170. You call, you get on. This is Mornings with Matt White.